This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Pause for a Cause event is back. Megan Graham, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So last year, not a lot went on, but this year, things are changing a bit, and you've got a couple things planned for later in the summer.
Yeah, we've got a lot planned this summer, actually. We are going to take our Pause for a Cause event and turn it into two separate events in one day, which is super exciting. We're doing a pancake breakfast in the morning, and then we're going to do a cocktail party in the evening.
So how did you envision this coming together? Why the two events?
Well, it was a lot of conversation, Kyle, honestly. We had to really pivot and try to think of how we were going to be creative this year, given, you know, that we weren't sure what was going to be going on with COVID, and we're still not really sure. We wanted to make sure that we could socially distance, so we wanted to just split the event, which is usually like 350 people, which we were pretty sure, you know, back in February that was not going to be possible. So we were like, how can we still do this event in person? So splitting it into two events, but we're selling 100 tickets to each event. We're going to see how it goes. We may be able to sell more tickets as we get closer to the event and the distancing requirements lessen.
So why the breakfast in the morning and the cocktail party at night?
Well, I don't know, Kyle. Would you want to do a cocktail party in the morning?
I don't know. It depends on how the day is going.
We are going to have mimosas at the breakfast, the pancake breakfast. So you can enjoy a mimosa, too, and then you can come straight to the cocktail party later.
And so what's going to be going on in addition to those at each of the events?
Sure. So at the pancake breakfast, it's going to be a little bit more of a lighthearted, fun event. We're going to have some games, raffles, music. We're going to do some shelter tours, some play groups with our dogs, stuff like that. And then in the evening, we're going to have a little more formal event. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine, a specialty cocktail, VIP tours of the shelter, a live auction, things like that.
So more like a traditional event than we've maybe been experiencing for a while now, but it's still a little bit different. So what's the point of doing the big fundraiser?
So the fundraising event is our biggest event of the year for Saving Grace. It is one of our major income sources. So all of the proceeds go back to the animals at the shelter. We have a couple different focuses this year. We're going to be looking at expanding our veterinary clinic and remodeling a portion of the shelter to make that a little bit larger in order for us to continue to do more public spay and neuter. And we're also going to be looking at working on our disaster planning and the supplies that we need for that purpose.
And I know you've really been focusing on the spay and neuter aspect of Saving Grace.
Yeah, we actually just finished up a huge spay and neuter clinic over the Memorial Day weekend, where we provided 284 free spay and neuter for cats in Douglas County.
Wow. And that's obviously a big response.
Yeah, I mean, the appointments, we had roughly 300 appointments to book, and they booked out in less than 48 hours. So it was a pretty amazing response. And we had a lot of people who came to us over the weekend and said they had more cats to bring in. So we're hoping to schedule another event for late fall, maybe in November.
Were you working with another organization to pull this off?
Yeah, this first clinic, we partnered with a global nonprofit called Animal Balance. They travel around the world and across the country training shelters and rescue groups to do this type of work. And so we were lucky enough to be able to work alongside them for this clinic. It was super successful. It went super smooth. They were really impressed with our team. And so we're poised to go ahead and hopefully take this on our own next time.
And the whole issue of spaying and neutering animals, I mean, this has been going on for decades and decades.
Yeah, it's really making a big difference. You know, if you look back 30 years ago, our country was euthanizing probably 30 million animals a year. And now we're looking at roughly 3 million. So, I mean, it's still a large number, and there still needs to be fewer and fewer of those. But the spay and neuter is obviously having a major impact.
Wow. And how long is this organization you mentioned, how long have they been around?
Animal Balance has been around since 2004. They actually started their work on the Galapagos Islands, and they were providing population control in a humane way. So for the dogs and cats there that impact the local native wildlife, they were providing high volume, high quality spay and neuter services and keeping the dog and cat population under control so as to keep the wildlife population safe.
So looking ahead to the summertime event, tickets just went on sale a couple of days ago.
Yeah, tickets went on sale yesterday. Well, no, Tuesday. It's been a long week. At SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org, you can purchase tickets there for both events. If you don't have a computer or don't like to use the internet, you can give us a call and we'll walk you through it.
And what are the ticket costs?
So for the pancake breakfast, it's just $20. And for the cocktail party, it's $50.
Now, do people, I mean, are there other opportunities in the course of each of those events to donate and do things?
Oh, definitely. And even if you don't want to come to the event, if you're not quite ready to come out to the event in person, we're doing a virtual silent auction. So that's going to be open the whole week prior to the event. So the event's on August 21st. So the silent auction will open before that. And you can do all your bidding online from the comfort of your home. And then we'll have plenty of opportunities to spend money at the two events and help support the animals.
All right. Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.